Blog Talk Radio.
But you guys, it's 9 o'clock, and you know what that means. It's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right. I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. And oh my God, I can't believe it seems like I haven't talked to you guys in forever. But I'm so glad to be back. It's a new year. Happy 2014. Yes. Oh, yes. Wow, you know, as usual, I got to do some housekeeping, you know, got to make sure we get these bills paid. So I got to let you guys know that this show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. Check them out at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Wow. Tonight's show topic, you know, bad breakups. And when I say bad breakups, have you ever been with someone who just don't know how to break up right? Well, call in with your questions and make sure you send them to Ask Miss V. And, you know, this is, you know, the Ask Miss V segment. That way you'll know what's going on. If you want to keep on top of you can send your emails to askmissv@thetoylady.com. That's askmsvdataylady.com. Also, starting on Thursday, January 23rd, the Ask Miss V show will start. That's a full hour of me answering your questions live from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight, I've got the beautiful and the sexy T.S., oh my God, adult film star, the T.S. Foxy. Oh my God, she's going to be calling in, answering some of your questions. And it's just going to be great. I've got so much stuff going on tonight, and you just don't know that it's going to be one of my best shows yet. But tonight's show topic, bad breakups. And, you know, along with the bad breakups, I always want to know how you guys handle it. And Foxy, if you guys have never seen her, oh, my God. I got a chance to check out some of them pictures. She is just off the chimichang. She is beautiful all the way around. So y'all know I'm going to be all up in her business asking her questions. And as usual, I'm going to take her to the V-spot. That's right. Once we go to the V-spot, you know there's no coming back. And I want to know if Foxy is ready for some of my nonsense, because you never know what's going to happen. But before I talk to Foxy, I want to talk about bad breakups. And with the bad breakups, I want to know, how do you handle it? And what's going on with the nonsense of people just not knowing what a breakup is? So how do you handle a bad breakup? Because I've got some doozies of some stories. And for those of y'all saying, Miss V, are you single? No, Miss V is not single. I am still happily in love, just like I've been. Y'all know this stuff happened around me, and y'all know I got a touch on it, and some folks just don't know what a bad breakup is. So how do you handle it? And tell me, how do you handle it? I know you guys say, well, she's pausing, but I got people texting me and everything, so y'all know I try to multitask. Oh, and the chat room is open for those of you who haven't been to the show. But call in with your questions at 646-716-8041. That's right. Call in to 646-716-8041. Remember, starting next Wednesday, it's AVN. And for those of you who don't know what AVN, this is the Grammy Academy Awards of the adult industry. This is the one place where you get to meet all the adult stars, well, a great deal of them, and see them at their best. So, you know, we're going to have fun and lots of fun. I'll be there along with a whole lot of other people. But y'all know that I'm so happy to be back this year. Hey, Joseph, I see you up in the chat room, sweetie. Welcome back. Happy New Year. Oh, I'm so glad to be back. I never thought that 2 weeks would feel like forever. So I'm going to apologize to you guys and let you know I got to get back in the groove with everything. But, oh, wow, I've got, you know, the Ask Ms. V show is going to be something that is going to be new. But this, for those of y'all who want to say, what the hell is Ask Ms. V? You already have the Ask Ms. V segment. Well, we've taken the segment to a brand new level. It's an hour where you can call in with your questions. You can ask anything. You get an hour a week to ask anything. If you've got a sexual fantasy, ask Ms. V. If you want a question about a particular toy, ask Ms. V. If you want to know what's going on, ask Ms. V. If you're trying to figure out that right position or how to do it, ask Ms. V. That's right. Ask Ms. V is going to be an hour long of your questions. This is all about you and definitely everything that revolves around you. You'll be able to call in. And you'll be able to ask your questions and say, Ask Ms. V. You can send your emails to askmsv@thetoylady.com. That's A-S-K-M-S-V at D-A-T-O-Y-L-A-D-Y.com. That's starting on Thursday, January 23rd at 8:30 p.m. right here where we've been for the whole time on V's After Dark Radio. So that's going to be fun, you guys. I know y'all said that was a whole damn mouthful. And Joseph, tonight's topic is bad breakups. And my question for everybody is, what are some of the bad breakups? I'm not going to say how do you handle it, but what are some bad breakups? Because, you know, like I said, for anybody who was listening, Joseph, I'm sorry that you missed it, but I tell everybody, yes, I'm still happily in love, but y'all know I get my topics from what's going on. So with the bad breakup, I want to know, have you ever been in a bad breakup? And if so, how did you handle it? Because definitely you know that that's something that I'm going to be talking about. And I'm going to put it out there. You know, there's a good way and a bad way to break up. I can say honestly that if I have a bad breakup, which I've had bad breakups, but my bad breakups aren't like other people's bad breakups, because normally when I have a bad breakup with you, it's because you done did something to really piss me off. So I tell everybody, a bad breakup for me is a liar. Or if I catch you in a lie, if I catch you on something that you shouldn't be doing. So I tell everybody, one of my worst breakups was dated somebody for a number of years. And because I know that individual listens to my show, I won't even give them the satisfaction of saying their name or how long we were together. I'll say, but we dated for a number of years. Found out after so many years that something wasn't quite right in the relationship. Was brought to my attention, and when I found out, I kind of confronted the individual, and naturally they lied about it. So what I did with it was I made sure I made their life a living hell. And when I say I made it a living hell, I kind of cut them off, and I didn't speak to them. And I guess it was a bad breakup for them because a year later they tried to contact me. And naturally I looked, I was like, yeah, right. I thought the shit was quite funny. But other people have had bad breakups, and I'm going to say this. Ladies, gentlemen, when you break up with a person, just go your own separate ways. There is no reason to be nasty about it. But, you know, I was reading on Instagram. Okay. Thank you, Joseph. Can you hear me better now, sweetie? Okay. So I just got reception saying that I wasn't coming through. So can you hear me now, Joseph? That way that'll let me know. I love my chat room. See, this is what I love about this, because then I could tell if people can hear me. So Joseph is letting me know if he can hear me or not. I might have to switch mics tonight. So I need to know. So if you guys hear me pause, I just want to make sure I'm coming through to everybody, because I never know how I'm coming through. As they say, I always got to test those waters so I know what's going on. Sometimes it may be my voice also, where I'm breaking up. I see that some things are coming across slow. So all I could do is say, wow, I'm so happy, though. I'm happy, happy, happy to be back. And while I'm doing my testing and asking everything, guys, tell me what was your bad breakup? Oh, and remember, if you've never seen Foxy, I can't wait to have fun with her. Y'all know I don't have no good sense, and I'm going to be acting a stone-cold fool. And I already know she's ready for my nonsense, but we'll see how much she's ready for it. But wow, I can't tell if it's a good. I want to see if everything is going on right. So I'm waiting on the response from Joseph. It's not coming through. God. So I want to see how this is coming through. Oh, my God. Okay, I know that right now, at least through the phone lines, I know that it's very clear. So, Joseph, sweetie, let me know if you're hearing me. Because I just got a message saying that the phone lines were clear, that they were hearing clear on it. And not bad relationships, bad breakups. I guess it could, you know, a bad breakup is a bad breakup. You know, if it's a marriage breaking up because of a reality show, that could be also, you know. But this is about bad breakups. And it's more or less how people break up with people. And when I say a bad breakup, I mean when two people go their separate ways and one person is just like, hey, I'm through. I'm washing my hands of this. I'm walking. And the other person basically is saying they don't want to break up. So they do things being spiteful to break up. They do things to hurt the individual. They do things to tarnish them. That's what I'm talking about when I say bad breakups. Okay, Joseph, I had my connections checked. Everybody said they could hear me. Everybody else, I've got had a couple of people send me messages saying they were able to hear me. So I apologize. Maybe it's the way it's coming across online. I know sometimes it comes across different online than it does through the phone lines. Wow, that was a tongue. Lord, is it going to be one of those nights where I can't talk? Tongue twister. Okay. I'm not going to sing for you guys because y'all know I can sit here and sing. But, wow, I'm just amazed at the things that are going on. I know y'all said, is she ADD still? Yes, I'm still ADD. That's not going to change, people. But bad breakups, I want to talk about that. I want to let you guys know, next week, I'm going to be in Vegas. I'm going to have so much fun. Now, I know y'all say, every time I go somewhere, I say how much fun. I really am going to have fun for for those of you who are in different parts of the country, which I know everybody's in a different part, I am in Purdy, freezing Detroit. The current temperature here is -3. Seriously, -3 degrees. When I woke up this morning, it was -13 with a wind chill of -35. I kid you not. I have lived here the majority of my adult life, and this is a beyond cold. This is the type of cold where your dogs look at you and say, I'm not going outside. I'll take the beating. I will mess in the house, but I'm not going outside. This is how cold it is here. So it's going to be a beautiful change to leave here and to go to where it's 60 degrees for a few days. So definitely I'm going to have fun. And I'm looking forward. I'm going to get a chance to see a lot of my friends. I get a chance to see a lot of the salespeople, and I get a chance to show me off. So for those of you who've never seen me or would like to see me, catch me when I'm walking around AVN. I'll be hanging out in numerous places. I do know that for those of you who follow Mistress C, I will be, I think it's called the Lair. So don't get me wrong, but the area that they have there, I will be there for a little while hanging out. I'm going to be hanging with We Are 321. I know that I'll see them. I'm going to see quite a few people that I'm going to be doing some networking and some business with. So I'm going to have a lot of fun. And let's see. Joseph, can you hear me better? I know sometimes my mic might be a little close to my mouth, and that might be why it's breaking up. Wow, I can't wait. In a few minutes, I've got the beautiful and the sexy T.S. Boxy. And, Lord, I just with everything that I've seen, you know, coming onto the scene, all the information about her, I'm just going to have so much fun. Wow. You know what, Joseph? I hadn't even, well, I don't watch a lot of East, so I wouldn't have known about any of that. But no, I hadn't even seen that special. I guess they had a marriage that ended because of doing reality TV. I didn't know Jerry Seinfeld did reality TV. Wow. I thought he was still happily married, as a matter of fact. But maybe I'll have to check that out. But no, this is just about, in, you know, regular. And I'm not really coughing, Joseph. It's here I'm just congested because of the weather. But the cough, I'm glad that you said you hope I feel better. Actually, I'm not down in the dumps. This is one of the few times I can say I'm just a little congested. But the congestion is because I ran outside before the show, so I had to do something real quick because we're on delayed time here right now. But I can say that I'm loving my new mayor. And for those of you who don't know, Detroit has a new mayor who started January 1st. I don't normally give shouts out to the mayor. So, no, he doesn't know who I am, but I can say he promised us that we would get our trash picked up because of the snow. We had a bad snowstorm, and he told everybody, he's like, be patient. Don't be surprised if your trash is being picked up at 2 in the morning. I could tell you at 9 at night my trash was picked up, and I was very happy. He told us that it was going to be a one-day delay. They came. They picked up the trash. They still haven't plowed my street yet, but at least we've got progress. He's not sitting on his butt, so I'm happy with the short time that he's been in office, all of 7 days now. In 7 days, he's done more than the last two mayors did in their 8 years or 10 years together. So, new mayor, Mike Duggan, big props. You know, I'm glad that you are keeping your word. You said give you 6 months. I'm giving you the 6 months. I'm happy already with what I'm seeing, better than what we've seen in the past. But getting back to tonight's topic, bad breakups. I just can't believe the way some people are breaking up. And I'm not going to say any names, but I had an individual. They just recently broke up. And the person they broke up with was so fucking childish that they went and filed a false police report on them. They went and hacked into their Facebook. They hacked into their credit card accounts. They hacked into their bank accounts. And they thought that they would be able to get away with it. And at the end of the day, all they did was make that individual never want to speak to them again. And that's why I say a bad breakup. When a person don't want to be with you, they don't want to be with you. Accept it. Love hurts. I'm not sitting here saying don't be upset, don't be in love, don't react. But love hurts. You know, go cry, go beat up something. Not a person, but, you know, do other things, but when you go after that person trying to hurt them, that's not cool, you know. But I don't really want to get deep into it, but I do want to hear what you guys think. Remember, the call-in number is 646-716-8041, or you could catch me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY, and I'll be checking my tweets throughout the show. We're going to have the sexy-ass Foxy coming on, and I'm going to be all up in her business because, you know, she got a lot of stuff going on. I read her bio, and I was like, damn, I didn't get a chance to go watch the movies, and I just can't wait to talk to her. I've talked to her manager, and he has made it really, really fun for me, so I know that with all the funness that he's already made, this is going to be a great show because you guys remember, I don't have interviews. We have conversations, so we do girl talk. But this year is going to be a great year, you guys. You want to continue to listen. You want to continue to listen on Tuesday nights because this year we're going to be lining up guests back to back to back, and we're going to have some more advertisers coming on. It's just going to be a really great year for V's After Dark Radio, along with V's After Dark Pleasure Products. This is just the year of V's After Dark. So I am declaring it tonight, 2014, is the year for V's After Dark. You guys want to watch that because there's going to be a lot going on. Oh, my God. We're going to have so much fun. But before I bring on the beautiful and the sexy, beautiful, beautiful, sexy Foxy, y'all know I got to start everything off with a nice little song. So this is how we're going to start the year off because this is the bad breakup song. I'll be back in a few minutes, you guys.
The guy that thinks he's blind is also known as a buster, always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So no, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, don't want none of your time. sun. I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no one. No, 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 no. I don't want no scrub. The scrub in my head ain't getting no love from me. Hanging out with touching dirt, tired of his head. Oh, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. The scrub in my head ain't getting no love from me. Hanging out with touching dirt.
Y'all said, really, did she start the year off with she didn't want no scrub? But yeah, I guess too. Y'all know I could have did Pussy Control because y'all know that's one of my favorite songs. But I decided that I would start off with I Don't Want No Scrub, just so y'all know, because a bad breakup can make you look at people. And I realized that out of all my girlfriends, I'm like one of the few that's actually in a true relationship. Because I deal with a lot of things. And Joseph, I'm just not reading your question, sweetie. Okay. You know what? I heard about that, Joseph. Okay, for you guys who are kind of wondering, I'm answering a question in my chat room. So if you go to the link for blogtalkradio.com/MissVitaToyLady, you could join the live chat. And up in here, it's all kind of interesting topics that we have going on every week in the chat room. But I was asked about what happened on Duck Dynasty. I don't really watch Duck Dynasty. I heard about the comments that were made. I really didn't follow it. And I know people are not going to agree with what I say on this, but in this day and age where we have internet, you know, we have instant access to everything. I mean, you can be inside someone's home and not be living near them. I think that when people make comments and they are on reality TV or regular movie star or whatever, I'm not saying I agree with what people say. I'm just going to say there is a thing in this country called freedom of speech, and a lot of times we want to censor what other people say, but we forget that, do we want people to censor what we say? And I know I'm getting a little bit political on that, but I just wanted to say, you know, I don't have to agree with what people say. I don't have to like it. There are some things that do cross the line, but in this age of technology and everything, I'm sure that I say things that people don't like. I've had people say they don't like some of my show topics. Country for a reason. You know, I think that unless you're preaching about hatred and beating people, and maybe that might seem a little bit extreme, but unless a person is going out there, you know, let's go lynch all of a certain culture or a certain group of people, people are going to say what they want. You know, I grew up where I had to deal with racism, and I still have to deal with it. But what I've learned as the older I get, when I deal with it, the best way to deal with some people is to ignore them. And other times when people make comments in the privacy of their home, or when they make comments to people, especially when you talk about the generations that are older than us, comments that they've made in the past, at the end of the day, they're comments. And I'm still going to judge a book by its cover, and I'm going to talk to that person. There are books out there, you know, that make comments about a lot of things. Like I'm sure people can go on my past and they'll hear comments that I've made. And they would probably say, Miss V, we don't agree with you or whatever. And you know what? I'm cool with people not agreeing with me. That's the beauty of this world, that nobody agrees with everybody. But I guess I deal with it. I mean, I get tweets from people who don't like my color. They don't like what I do. I've been called some of everything. And, you know, I just block their tweets. You know, it sounds like I'm being really passive, but because I know the position I'm in, if I respond, I'm giving them what they want. And the best way for me to respond to a lot of people is to ignore them. And if I find what somebody is saying offensive, especially if I'm on Twitter, if I'm following them and they say something that's offensive, I quit following them if I don't agree with it. If it's somebody who tweets something to me that's offensive, I just block them, because responding is what most people want, and for me, responding really isn't the right thing to do, if that kind of makes sense. Like I said, the older I get, you know, the more I realize that people are going to say what they want. I mean, let's see, I've been called fat. I've been called every name out there. I've been called fake. I've been called a whore. I've been called a slut. I've been told I'm going to hell because I deal with the adult industry. You know, I'm a bad mother because my daughter works in this with me. You know, I've been called some of everything. You know, I've had people judge me not knowing me. You know, the people who know me know my full background, and they know a whole lot about me, and I tell them, that's what's out there. And thank you, Joseph. I love you, too, because you always make my day. So I know we kind of got off topic, but I was answering the question in there. So I kind of got on the freedom of speech, but it also goes with bad breakups because, you know, you can have a bad breakup from reality TV, like what they say almost happened with that one show. And, you know, their marriage got saved. You know, they're still on TV. Me, I don't care. You know, I feel that I think reality TV is only as good as you make it. I mean, I was watching one of the news shows, the entertainment news shows, and they were talking about, I guess it's called Bad Girls Club or something, and that's reality TV. And I can't even tell you what that show is about because I only saw what they were saying. You know, some things good, some things bad, but when you look at some of these people who have been on reality TV who are really talented, you know, I will give credit to NeNe Leakes and Bethany Frankel and Omarosa. They all came from reality TV, and each has done something a little bit different in their own way. But I believe all three of those women are talented. You know, I believe NeNe Leakes, if it weren't for her TV show, she probably wouldn't have got on Glee. Bethany Frankel, you know, she got her start on reality TV, and she's got her own talk show. And Omarosa, one of the most famous villains on Donald Trump's show, you know, she's just doing her thing. So it's got as good in the bed, you know. Wow, I kind of jumped topic. We waiting on Foxy to call in. Oh, my God. You know, I forgot to, you know, tell everybody, you know, we got Foxy calling in. And speaking of the devil, Lord have mercy. She must have heard me talking about her. She going to kill me. So, guys, without further ado, I want to welcome the beautiful and the sexy tonight's guest, Foxy.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on? You must have heard, your ears must have been burned. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, where's Foxy at? How you doing tonight, baby?
I'm on fire. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, it's
I'm
cool,
doing good.
Sweetie.
How are you?
Well, before we get started, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. I done got all the info on you. But tell everybody else who have never heard of you or know about you, tell all of us about you.
Well, I sell tortillas on the weekend, and no, I'm joking.
Well, you know what? Are they good to tortillas? Because I'm going to need some when I get to Vegas next week.
Oh, you're coming.
Yeah.
Yay, I finally get to meet you.
Oh, I'm going to have so much fun. But back to tell everybody about yourself, because we've been jumped into a girl. Don't get me started. So tell everybody about
right.
yourself.
Well, I guess.
Okay,
little,
let me tell you.
Sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied right now.
Let me tell y'all.
Well,
she's sexy as hell.
Right. Well, I'm a transsexual porn star, and I've been doing porn for about, wow, this would be my 8th year. So, yeah, I guess I'm known as a veteran and a legend, but, you know, it's going to continue until y'all get tired of me, I guess. But, yeah, I have my website, which is www.ts-foxy.com. And feel free to visit it. The blog is always free, so you can always keep up with me, see what's going on, see a bunch of personal photos. And, of course, if you want to see all the naughty, bad side of Foxy, then you can join the site, of course, and see me have some fun with some of the top performers in the industry. So I reside here in Las Vegas, where everyone likes to come out and have a wild, crazy time, which
yes.
You know we're going to have a wild time next week, right?
Oh, my God. I'm there so much. That's like my second home. So, yes. I've already got all my – people are, like, telling me where I'm going to be and the different VIP parties. I'm like, I love my job.
Yes. Yes,
that's the fun part of it. But I got some questions for you. Now,
okay.
Last year, you got 2 awards. You got the AVN Best Sex Scene, and you got, for the Trainee Awards, Best Hardcore Model. Come on, baby. I want to get the dish on this. How does a, damn, all I could do is how, I looked at you, and I know I keep saying damn, but I'm like, damn. Bitch, how the hell do you keep it so tight and got it going on like that? And then you got 2 awards from, you know, 2 different awards last year? Come on. You know, how does it feel? I mean, you being all coy like, okay, you know, yeah, it's just another little radio for you, but we already know. You got the shit going on.
Well, I know I get kind of shy, but yeah, it's just, all the hard work, I guess, finally paid off. I've been nominated for XBiz, Night Moves, Trani Awards, AVN for years, and it's always like, okay, who's going to get it? And what about this year? What about this year? This year's my hardest year, you know, that I've worked. What about this year? I've done, you know, all this extra mainstream project, so... You never know, and I was definitely surprised on both awards, actually. You know, because after being nominated, you know, for many years, you decide, you just kind of like, oh, okay, I'm happy
like
enough
Susan
to
Lucci.
Be nominated. Yeah, it's like I'm happy to be nominated, and, you know, that's an honor itself. So I kind of just let it go, and I actually, at the AVN Awards last year, I didn't go to the actual ceremony. And I decided to hang out with a few fans. And, you know, I had my brother and my mother in town that they always come for AVN. And, you know, I was hanging out with friends. And I was like, well, I'm just going to come out here and skip the awards this year. And all of a sudden, that's the year that I win. And I'm like, oh, my God, I wasn't even there. I won the award this year. So that was funny. And same with the Trani Awards. You know, I'm having fun and... Everyone's mingling and having a good time, taking pictures. and I'm at the bar ordering a drink, and then they call my name, and I'm like, what? They're like, they just called your name, you won. I'm like, I did? I was like, oh, my God. And I was so, like, surprised that I even left my debit card at the bar. They're like, your card's at the bar. I was like, oh, shit. So it was
like
definitely
for everybody
a surprise
now.
I know. So, yeah, it was definitely a surprise, but it was great. It was a great feeling.
Well, definitely, I say congratulations because, you know, it's not too many actors, be it mainstream, especially in the adult industry, you don't normally get someone to get two awards from two different entities in the same year. You know, that just doesn't happen too often with the adult industry, you know. So,
right.
You know, it wouldn't matter if you were straight or a trainee. It just don't happen too often. I mean, I hadn't heard of it, and I've been following can I say I follow the industry? You know what? We'll have to talk on that, because I'm not really sure how to put it, because, you know, I'm part of the adult industry, but I don't take my clothes off, so.
Exactly. You're in the other side of the industry. You're the media side of the industry. I think it's fun. I love doing the radio shows and stuff. I think radio is so fun. You get to meet and talk to so many people, and I love it. It's fun.
See, you don't know everything about me, because, see, I know you probably ain't been. Well, you know what? I take that back. I know you do follow me on Twitter, because you see what I be tweeting. But, see, I also sell toys. That's how I do this. Because I'm the toy lady. So, you know, I had so much fun. That's why I be out there more. The radio show is actually new for me. The radio show is
brand new
for me. Well, I've been...
Wow.
My anniversary comes up next month. It'll be a year next month. I have been doing interviews for years.
Awesome.
And came over. Everybody's like... As a matter of fact, last year, I was out there talking to Gingerland and Christy Canyon. They grabbed me. I was sitting over by the side, you know, chilling. In the midst of all the havoc that was going on. And they're like, Miss Lee, Miss Lee. And I'm like, what? And they're like, we need you to do this interview. And I'm like, okay. And, you know, they're like, oh, my God, you've got such a sexy voice. You got a voice for radio. And, you know, we did our little thing, but I had already done a few interviews. So talking on the radio wasn't unusual for me. So when they caught me off guard, I had just, you know, was basically chilling. But I knew a couple of the people who worked for Spice Radio at the time, which was Radio 6, and now it's
Vivid Radio.
Okay, because they've got all new personalities. But I had been on Naomi Banks' show, and then I did theirs, and then I was with I didn't go on their show. They came on my show. And I just tossed this baby on it. I got to quit calling people baby. They're going to get mad at me. But she also
had
a show.
Don't call me baby.
Well, you know what? It's my age, so it's like if somebody's close to my child's age, I'd be like, baby, you understand? And I'd be like, oh, my God, somebody's going to kill me for this, because I don't mean it offensive. You know, it's out of habit.
Right.
You know?
Some people get offended for some reason. You're like, why are you getting offended? It's like, it's just, you know, a term of infection or a friendly
Well, sometimes,
you know,
people can say
word,
it to belittle somebody, but for me, I don't say it to offend. I say it more so because when I'm thinking of their age and I think I have a child close to their age, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, baby, you know, the one over there, and they look at me like, did she just call me baby? Be like, no, not that way, you know, just like I'm almost old enough to be your mom. Cool? Okay?
Right.
So, some people, a lot of people got used to it because they see me out there so much. But, wow, you know what? Like I said, you know, I talked to your manager earlier, and I was like, you know, this is just girl talk. So I also have a topic every week along with my girl talk, because we're just going to chill and we going to talk about you. It's going to be mostly about you. But I have a topic.
Okay.
On it. And
we'll save the girl talk in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, we do girl talk on here. I don't do interviews. We just do girl talk. That way it's more friendly. So.
Oh, okay.
No, interviews are boring. Don't you think they're boring? Everybody asks the same thing. How old are you? How tall are you?
Yes.
Who would you do this with? Well, go watch a movie.
Exactly. After a while, all the interviews sound the same. You're like, okay, they're going to ask this. And it's like, God, someone come up with something more, you know, unique and or original or fun or, you know, just be yourself. Like, that's the fun
we
part of it.
We do girl talk here. We do girl talks. We're going to have a nice little conversation. That's why I have a topic for every show, because this week's topic is about bad breakups. And I'm not talking about you breaking up, but you know how people break up with you and they just don't know. You say bye. You say, hey, I'm done. I'm washing my hands, and the other person want to act like a jackass. Them type of bad breakups.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask people,
right.
You know, tell me about a bad breakup and what'd you do about it? Because right now I'm at the point, I tell everybody because I know my listeners know that I love my man. So I had to put it out there. So Miss V, you back on the market? No, Miss V is not back on the market. I'm still happily with who I've been with. And, yeah, the ring's still there.
She is snatched up, honey.
And for anybody who was in Jersey at Exotica, he was in my booth. They would never know we were together. We just don't. We're the couple that when we're in public, unless we're having an intimate setting, people don't really realize we're
right.
They think he's my manager or whatever. They'd be like, oh, that's just her manager over there. Okay, what's going on? I'd be like, you guys are going to get me in so much
yeah,
trouble.
Yeah, I understand that when it comes to, you know, your job and your professional side of you, you know, he steps aside just because he knows this is you and he gives you your space and he's watching over you and doesn't want to interfere and, I know how it is. That's really good. That's nice of him.
Well,
but some guys, they're like right on there, and they're like, who is that? Don't do that. And they're just like mad-dogging everybody. I'm like, why do you even bring this guy if he's going to be giving attitude like that, you know?
Oh, no, he was helping me get dressed because I wear corsets everywhere I go. So he's in the hotel room, and he's
yeah.
like, are you serious? This is how you dress every time you go out? He's like... He's trying to help me get my corset tightened, and then I'm throwing a hissy fit because I don't like being late anywhere. So I'm throwing a hissy
right.
fit because one corset didn't want to fit right, and my daughter goes with me everywhere. So between her trying to get her corset on, I'm trying to get mine on, and it was more difficult for her than it was for me this time because he's like, okay, that's grown woman. But people were making comments to my daughter, and he's looking like, seriously? You know, he wasn't saying anything, but it was so funny because
the reaction on his face from
the reaction on his face, he's like, she's like, she made it come. She's like, damn, that looked like that daddy look. And she's like, and you ain't even none of my daddy. And he hadn't said nothing. And I don't know what was said, but it was like the whole conversation that was going on over on the other side of my booth was like halted. I was like, what did I miss? And they were laughing at me. I was just like, what? And because he's not with us in public like that, I was rolling. It was so hilarious because to see my daughter hot is something that I don't normally see because I'm always telling people how sexy she is and how beautiful she is, and I don't normally get the, you know, I don't normally get the comments from her because normally
the
I'm
comments,
like, yeah.
yeah.
You know, normally I'm like, don't y'all see that? I was like, my chest used to be like that. I'd be like, no, I got the bigger ass. You know, I'm doing stupid stuff like that because it's work for us. And whatever was said, it was so funny. I'm like, okay, I guess this is where I need to step back because he was more in father mode than he was in
exactly.
what I was doing mode.
It's just his natural instinct of being a father, you know, the reaction.
So that was kind of funny and, you know, I asked him what was said, and he was like, it wasn't nothing. And it was somebody that we all know that's in the industry. So the conversation was whatever was going on with that person and my daughter. The comment probably wasn't inappropriate because it was all adults talking, but it was so funny. So I tell everybody, a lot of people didn't know that's who I was with because in the booth. And then I'm looking at him. I was like, baby, I was like, we don't take no pictures together. So you got this picture of me with these towering high heels on. And I looked at that picture the other day. I was like, God, I was like, I look like I'm an Amazon over him. And I was like, I'm really not taller than him. But I look like an Amazon that day. But I was like, still. So for those of you who say, am I happy? Yes, I'm happy, you know. Maybe he'll surprise me and come to Vegas. I never know. He always pops up places I don't expect him. So I might be in Vegas because he asked me what hotel I was staying at. Not that that normally matters, but He could always surprise me.
Right.
I wouldn't complain.
You never know.
But Foxy, baby,
yes.
That rack of yours, I'm jealous, bitch. I'm just letting you know, I'm jealous. Every time I talk to a TS, apparently y'all gonna have to. I've got to come find out you guys' secrets. And I'm not trying to be funny, but y'all bodies are fucking tight as hell. Wendy Williams is still tight, you know. I'm gonna be talking to I'm talking to Sunshine Monroe next week. She's tight.
Yeah, Sunshine.
And then, seriously, Buck Angel, that motherfucker is handsome. I'm just like,
yeah, he's like a leather daddy. You're just like, oh my God, you're so handsome. Isn't it crazy? I love him.
So I'm like, you guys are beautiful and handsome. I need y'all workout tips. Seriously, I can use the trainer or something.
I think it's our estrogen, our hormones, the hormone therapy we go through, you know, because it just, I don't know, like I die when I'm not on it. Like when I need it, I'm like, oh my God, I need it. It's like, you know, we call it our fish food because, you know, you feed the fish and then the fish is happy and it's pretty.
Well, I
want to
let you know, I'm jealous. I'm jealous as hell. Shit. Oh, and don't be surprised. I'm going to grab your boobies when I see them.
Please do. I love boobs too, so I might just grab yours back.
So don't be offended.
Don't worry.
If I walk up to you and I be like, boobies. I do it. I think
help
people
yourself.
Are used to
that. I do that. I do that to other girls too, and I'm like, oh, I don't even think about like, oh my God, am I gonna offend them or not? I just instead of hugging them, I'm like, I just shake their boobs. I'm like, ah, titties, and they're just like, oh my God, like they're so used to it now. But yes,
you know what?
We're gonna
have fun when we meet because you like boobies, I like boobies. Well, just be grabbing boobies, and they'll be like. But I tell people when they see us doing that, and then I'm like, no, that don't mean fans can come grab them. I mean, like, they just grab
oh right.
They
start snapping
so
pictures.
Much.
They're like snap, 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 and you're just like, oh, it's a picture moment.
We know how it goes, but wow, you know what? So, AVN is next week. So let's talk about AVN. I told you this is a conversation. People know your movies. They know you. I could ask you all kind of questions about you, but what's up for AVN next week? Tell us some goodies that we need to be doing next week.
Wow. I mean, there's so much that goes on. There's parties Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even a closing party on Sunday. So it's just, I mean, every studio wants to have their party. Every girl's going to be hosting a party. All the strip clubs are going to have girls there. I mean, it's just, it's knowing where you want to be and who's going to, you know, who usually has the best party. And I don't know, I usually like to club hop and I'll just go for an hour and a half or two at one place and then go to another place and finish the night. But it's exhausting. It's draining. AVN is just, it's a lot of
fun. I need
a
vacation after I go to AVN.
A lot of energy. Yes, you do, because even if you're at the expo during the day and you're just meeting and greeting with fans and taking pictures all day and, you know, you're smiling and talking to different people and interviewing. I mean, doing that for 4 or 5 hours a day, it's that alone is just draining. And then meeting up for dinner and then going out at night and then doing it all over again for the next 3-4 days, it's a lot of fun, but definitely draining. You just have to be prepared. It's like, okay,
so
little sleep or a lot of fun.
Okay, so I know what to do when I get there. But then, you know, I got the inside track because I've got people who are sending me tweets of different parties. But let's say somebody has never been to AVN. And, you know, I'm thinking out loud now, so I apologize. I'm a little slow sometimes too, but I think that for the fans that there's a band where they like to go to all of the parties. What would you suggest to that fan who get that band? Because you know, all of the clubs have the table service and the VIP areas. I know how to get into them only because I know how to sweet talk people. I normally find somebody that I know and be like, hey, can I come to your table? You know, but
right.
for the fan who don't know how to do that, what would you suggest to them? Would you suggest that the fans go on and drop that $500 for the table service? Or what's the little secret that the fans can do? Not really secret, but something that they could do to maybe get a little bit closer, because we know at them parties that you've got where the adult industry is at in the club, and then you've got the rest of the folks in the club. If you got that fan
right.
who just really want to kind of get to you guys, because you know bodyguards is not letting nobody pass. I done tried it before. Now I just be like, yo, I'm with them. But it took me a long
exactly.
time to get to that. You know, it took me a long time to be able to walk into a club and say, oh, there's Sammy, there's so-and-so, and say, Sammy, you know, give it that look like, come on now, get me up in there. You know, but what do you say to the fan? Because,
yeah.
you know, folks always say, well, there was a party, but I didn't see somebody. What would you tell them? I mean, would you suggest I get table service to be a little bit closer or what?
The way we usually do it is, you know, I would say for them to go to the expo and or look for the person that maybe they're fans of. And if they really want to go all out and spend that quality fun time at a club, at one of the parties, with their favorite actress or actresses, then, yeah, if they're going to put money down for a table, I would totally say, hey, you know, I have a table tonight at this party. Here's my card or here's my number. I would love for you and your friends to come. I'll take care of everything. Because, you know, a lot of the girls aren't just going to go with some random guy, you know, especially if they don't have a bottle service or they're not, you know, confident enough to be like, hey, I want you and your friends to come. Because I've had people do that to me and be like, oh, my God, bring your friends. You know, me and my friends have bottles and blah, 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 blah at this party. And we do. We show up. We're like, hey, why not? If these people are inviting us, they have a table and they're in VIP and so forth, then let's go have fun. Even if it's a couple drinks or a little dance or, you know, that's them being that nice fan that they're, you know, reaching out and they want to have a good time. So why not go have a good time with them? You know, that's just me personally because I'm a friendly person. And, you know, if someone invites me, I'm like, yeah, sure, let's do that. You know, it doesn't mean I have to stay the whole night or, you know, maybe things aren't going well and you're like, oh, okay, I don't think this is going well. But at least you made the attempt and, you know, you got to spend your time and take some pictures and so forth and say, hey, wow, I got to party with so-and-so, you know, at this, you know, the porn party. So I think, you know, it depends on the guy. If they really want that, then yes, I would go ahead and spend
but
the money.
But if it's a female.
If it's a female, then, yeah, do the same. Why, you know, guys, girls, there's no reason why girls can have just a girls' night and be all in a girls' table. I mean, it's all about the fun. And if you're willing to spend that extra dollar and experience and have, you know, a time of your life, especially in Vegas, because you know it gets wild and it parties all night. So
Lord,
if you want to do
know.
That, I would definitely spend money and do it because it's a once-in-a-year party. Who knows if the guy or the girl is going to be able to return again to do it all over. So, you know, definitely spend the money for the experience. It's fun, especially when you hang out with fun people.
And I'm just going to put this little tidbit in. When you go to the expo, depending on who the actor or the actress is, be it straight, gay, or whatever, a lot of times if you get to the expo early before the lines get long and you talk to them, some of them actually throw private parties at the different hotels. And, I mean, they have nice, suite parties, which are invite only. And they normally have their assistant send out a text message, and they'll tell you, hey, follow me on Twitter. And then they'll say, text your number to this number, and we'll let you know. Because I've gotten into a lot of parties like that where, you know, people have told me, and that was before people knew who I was selling toys, when I was first starting out with the toy, well, when I was first going to Vegas selling toys. People started telling me about the parties, and that's how I got into them. So I tell everybody, and did I think I was getting into a party? I was going for business. Now I go to have more fun, and I'm signing autographs like you guys. I'm walking around, and they're like, oh, you're Miss V, and I'm like, okay, sure. So I walk around taking pictures like you guys now, but I wasn't doing that at first. You know, now I walk around, right. I tell people, you know, you see me walking around with my boobies, I'm always passing out ink pens. But we got a question. You ready to take some questions?
Yes.
Let's see who the caller is. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss V and Foxy. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Miss V. This is Randy.
Hey, Randy. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, too.
Do you have
Hi, Randy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Foxy, I think I chat with you and done my research on you since I think 2013. I think about a couple months ago. I think you were on one other talk show. I think it was early 2013, and I did some research on you. And I just want to say that you're.
What did you find?
She a badass chick with a dick, ain't she? I mean, I could tell you.
Yeah. Hey, but all I got to say is you look beautiful, and I love the tattoo, and I checked out your site, and you are so, shall I say this, fucking hot.
Well, thank you. I'm glad it shows. You know, I take pride in my health and my appearance and my body, so I tend to, you know, I like to work out, but I do love to eat. I mean, I'm a foodie. I love to eat, but I'm definitely strict when it comes to my workout and, you know, my vitamins, my supplements, and all that stuff. Because I feel like, hey, you got to look good because it's going to show. So, to me,
no wonder
you
have muscles. And no wonder you have muscles on you.
Exactly. Got to do those push-ups and lunges and all that good stuff.
I did T25 this morning. I'm on my last week, so I'm getting tired. I'm thinking I got to do push-ups in the morning.
Right? Yeah, sometimes it's boring sometimes. Sometimes it becomes like, oh, my God, again. But, you know, if you want results and you want to get to that goal, you've got to do it.
Just watch Sean T. He motivates everybody. Damn, that man looks good.
Yeah. Seeing those infomercials.
No, I have his program. I have the Focus T25. So I'm at his program. So I get me and Sean T have a date every morning. Five days a week we have a date, and I've been faithful to him, but the results aren't coming the way I want them, but that's because we do push ups, but I also do the pickups. I pick the food up from the plate and put it in my mouth. So I got push-ups and I got pickups.
Okay.
And my pickups are, that looks good, I'm going to pick that up. That looks good, I'm going to pick that up. So that's my problem. But I'm still healthy. I tell everybody, regardless of my size, I'm still healthy. I run my marathons and stuff. So, you know,
when you try and you're burning and, you know, if you're sweating, then, because even if you can't do it exactly like they're doing it on that DVD or in the gym, if you're sweating, you're burning calories, and that's all that counts. You know, you're putting that effort into it. So, yes.
I'm still trying to get into that Lifetime Fitness out there. Every time I come, I'm trying to get into that Lifetime Fitness. I'm going to have to give me a rental car to go out there. Have you been into it?
Yeah.
Is it nice? Because that's a diamond club, and I know that I'm only a gold club member, so they said I think I'm allowed one or two visits, but I heard that it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. Plus, you know, if you stay at a hotel, some of the hotels, you know, they'll offer you the gym access.
I always get access to it. I'm bringing my gym shoes. I'm always, as long as I'm not drinking too much. I know me. I do good, though. I still try to get my workout in. I told you I'm ADD. See how I just jump topics like that? I'm sorry, Randy. So you have
that's
any
okay.
more questions, Randy?
No. It's fine. It's fine. I just want to ask Foxy something. I've been following you on Twitter probably for about almost a year. And I'm going to remind myself to tweet you tonight. And I just want you to follow me.
Okay.
Since I am following you.
We can do that. Because you called into the show, you participated, you made it through, you're talking to me, and that alone, that's awesome. So
I will definitely
Randy
do that.
You got Foxy approved, so yes. I will say hi to me.
Yeah.
Foxy, you have to see his picture. He is so cute on his picture. And no, Randy, I'm not trying to be funny, but you hear his voice and you look at his picture and you're like, oh, my God. I've told you this before, Randy, so you know that. I've told you that.
Okay.
I'm like, I've told you how nice you look, you know. I have, you know, just because I'm with somebody, I can look, I just can't touch. I'm allowed
right.
to abide.
Exactly.
Well, same here. With respect to you too. I respect you too. I mean, matter of fact, I seen your picture today. I mean, seen your picture. I seen Foxy's picture. Oh my God. But I would definitely tweet you tonight after the show. I'll just explain it, and then explain myself to me. And I just wanted to say, I just want to compliment you. No matter what anyone says, you're a beautiful person inside and out. I like you just the way you are.
Oh, how sweet. Thank you so much.
I mean,
I know
there's sort of like haters out there, but I'm not one of those haters.
Well, good. Yeah.
I'm not one of those.
We've been trying to get Randy to some of these
come
shows.
A long way.
Yes, she has.
I've been trying to get Randy to Exotica or one of the shows. Just can't not get him to any of the shows.
Yes, go. They are so fun. And everyone you see, you know, obviously you're into porn. And, I mean, just seeing everybody in person is just like, wow. You know, it's almost like, wow, I guess you could say a movie
it's
star
the
because
Award.
They aren't
it
movies. But, yeah, it's so fun. And you'd be surprised on how many people in the industry are so nice. So nice.
Yes.
There's very few that are really cocky or stuck up or bitchy, but overall,
yeah,
everyone is so friendly and smiling and full of life. Like, everyone's so fun. So a lot of people get intimidated. Don't be. Like, they are so friendly.
Fox, let me ask you something. The first time I ever heard of sort of like transsexuals, in my lifetime, that inspired me. You ever heard of Kim Christie?
No, I haven't. Someone when I was doing a radio show, they had brought her up one time, and that was before my time, so I'm not really familiar who she was. And
yeah,
I never got to meet her. So
she used to produce let's see, those type of transsexual videos back in the late 70s, early 80s, one of the most popular ones. I mean, I can't name them all, but one that I remember first got me interested in transsexual is a lady named Sulka. Her name is spelled Sulka. Have you ever heard of her?
No, again, these are people way before me.
Okay.
Yeah, Vanity was probably the first transsexual of that era that I ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, anyone before Vanity or around Vanity's time, that I wouldn't know.
Okay, that was my first inspiration for that. If you want to Google, if you can Google her, I just wanted to know. You said Vanity's your inspiration that got you started, correct?
She's one of them, yes. Vanity and Danielle Fox and Gia Darling, those three were probably the only transsexuals that I saw and heard most of and loved the way they perform, their personalities, like, the greatest. And to this day, we are all still friends, and they're amazing people. And, yeah, I looked up to Vanity and Danielle and Gia a lot. So they've watching them back then helped me be the performer who I am now. So I thank them, yes.
Well, okay. But like I say, if you ever get a chance, I mean, I can tell you stories about Kim Christie, but if you ever get a chance, that's Google her. Just put Kim search on Google, and you'll have all the information on her.
Randy is my encyclopedia on the adult industry. He can tell me anything I want to know. If I have a question about the adult industry, I go to Randy.
You're not a porn star, but you're like
an encyclopedia of the industry. I mean, you have so much information about different movies and different actors and actresses. You know, I'm like, you're always like, okay, make sure you check out this person. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, because I told you, I got first introduced to Vanessa Del Rio through The Devil and Miss Jones, and then, you know, I told you the extent of my porn. I'm still thinking of the one that I saw when I was, maybe that's how I got scarred. That cartoon scarred me for life. Felix the Cat? Yeah. It's like the porn version of it.
Fritz the Cat.
See? Didn't I say you was an encyclopedia?
How funny.
It was Fritz the Cat. It was made in 72. I think
they showed
it
at the drive-in, and I know that. My mom and dad thought I was sleeping in the back seat.
I think it was the first animated porn ever, I think. I believe it is. Even though 1972, I didn't see it back then because I was 8 years old. So I couldn't see it.
Well, I was younger than you, but I was in the backseat of the car asleep. But I remember it because it was in black and white, and I remember seeing some stuff that I don't think children are supposed to see. But Randy, I don't mean to cut you off, sweetie, but I've got another caller who's got a question, and, you know, I want to get all these questions in because, you know, I love you guys. This is where you guys get to ask my guests what you want. So I'm going to have to put you on hold, sweetie.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss D and Foxy. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm good. Hello, Miss D. Hello, Foxy.
Hi. Oh, how are you?
Damn, I love your accent. Oh, my God. Damn, I just came.
That's
okay.
Right.
Sorry.
Thanks. My name is William, and, this is my first time on the show. Just wanted to give you a shout-out. It seems like a good show. Hopefully I'll get to listen a bit more, and massive shout out to Foxy. Big follower. I've seen you on your site and a lot of the other sites like TS Seduction and the rest. I think you're absolutely amazing, beautiful, sexy, one of a kind, and hopefully I might get to see you in New York soon one of these days.
Yeah, for sure. I was actually in New York in November, so guess
you missed
me one.
On that one. The next time that's not happening, I'll definitely see you.
Awesome. Well, definitely keep posted. On my blog, I usually put my tour date or, of course, on Twitter. So, yeah, stay in touch, and we'll definitely get together when I'm up there.
Cool. I just have one quick question for you. What do you love the most about your job?
What I like most is being able to be someone that I normally am not every day. And, of course, working with great people, because that's what creates an awesome scene, is working with great people. You have to have that chemistry. You have to get along. You have to be attracted. You have to, you know, all those create an awesome scene. So, you know, I thank the directors,
Hello?
Yeah, I mean, I think I heard Foxy's voice break off.
Okay, we lost Foxy. She'll call back in. Sometimes our connections, but thank you for calling in. Oh, my God, your voice is so damn sexy. Wow. I'm sorry. I'm, like, loving your accent. I'm like, oh, my God. Just got me into a new position. I love the way. Now, I am, like, a sucker for a man with a certain, I don't even know. It's not all men's voices. It's just, like, some voices to get me off. So you said you're a first-time listener, so are you following me on Twitter with all my nonsense and craziness?
I'm about to start following you now.
You'll get a chance to see my craziness because I have all kind of craziness that I do on there. I mean, I've been tame lately, but I think I have fun. And I have a new show coming up on the 23rd, which is Ask Miss V, which will be airing on Thursday nights, 8:30 to 9:30, and that's where you can ask me all your sexy questions. Nothing is off limits. You can ask me sex, toys, hygiene, ask me about sexual fantasies, ask me how I use certain toys. You know, nothing is really off limits on Ask Miss V, but it's an hour of me answering your questions, you know, be it if you want to know how I got into doing radio, how I got into selling toys, what made me do this. You know, I give sex advice. I am an expert in the toy industry and the sex industry, so I tell everybody, you know, despite what people may think, I know what I'm talking about. I successfully have kept everything going strong for this amount of time. I'm actually coming up on my anniversary in this industry. So I tell everybody, this is the hour where there's no questions off limits, and you can always send your email in and ask the question. But if we don't get Foxy back, which I hope we do, but I know the connections are going crazy tonight because one of my other listeners was saying they had a hard time hearing on the actual air. But I want to thank you for calling in. And every Tuesday I normally have somebody new on. Next week I've got Sunshine Monroe. And I'm going to put you on hold, and you can stay for the chat. I'm not going to put you on hold because, see, I got two men on the line, so I get to get y'all advice. You mind if I put you on the air with one of my other callers? Hey, Randy, welcome back, sweetie.
Hey.
I've got two men on the air with me, so I get to ask y'all my topic of the night. My topic of the night is bad breakups. And when I talk about bad breakups, okay, I lost my other caller. Wow,
what?
I'm dropping calls tonight.
What happened?
There's something going on. You know what? Calls are dropping tonight for whatever reason. I don't know what's going on with this. I'm dropping calls. Well, you know what? I know earlier that Joseph was in the chat room and he said that I was breaking up, and it took me a minute to get on the air. But I miss you guys. But I can tell you, back to my topic, bad breakups. And when I say a bad breakup, I'm talking about, you know how when you part ways with a person, one person is like, hey, I'm cool, you know, I'm through with this. The other person turns into your worst nightmare come true.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with the worst nightmare things? And I tell people, tell me some of your bad breakup stories, because my worst breakup, well, I take it back. I've had a few bad breakups, but normally my bad breakups is always somebody acting stupid on me afterwards or somebody trying to get back with me. But I've had some fabulous breakups where I'm still friends with people. Majority of my breakups are like fabulous breakups. I know that's kind of crazy to say, but normally it's we just reach a point where we say, hey, this ain't working, let's go our separate ways. And we stay friends, you know. But bad breakups. Have you ever had a bad breakup where you just wanted to kill the bitch afterwards because you wanted to call her off and she became a psycho?
Yeah, I had one of those. Yeah, I had one of those.
How'd you deal with the bad breakup? And what you ain't got to say no names because, you know, we don't drop names here, but what did this person do to make it so bad where you just, you know, where you decided you didn't want to be, but they decided they was going to do something not too cool with it?
Your bad breakup, the only bad breakup I can remember. There are many bad breakups, but the one that I can remember, and I think I told you this before about the bad breakup, is when a girl gets me upset. Some women, shouldn't say girls, girls are teenagers. Some women don't want to tell me that they break up. So I had to go through a sort of like a third party,
next-door
neighbor. They don't want to tell you in person.
So you don't get the Dear Randy letter either?
Yeah. They don't tell you in person. I don't get a letter. I have to find out from a third person. And the third person told me, which got me really upset, this first time I ever cried over a woman. I mean, the only person I ever cried besides her is my mom, because she beats my ass on occasion. She likes women. And if she likes women, why fuck around with me? I mean, it hurts my feelings. I mean, I had to find out from another person that she likes women. Talk about your bad breakup.
Well, especially when you hear like that, you know, not only did she break up with you, but you had to find out from somebody else that y'all was broke up because she was doing another chick. That's some raunchy shit. No, go on, you know, because this is one of those things where I want to hear about these bad breakups because I want to know why are people crazy.
But earlier, when I have other girlfriends, I break up with them. I break 99% of the women that I dated, I break up with them because most of them think they're all that thinking that even so like attitudes or something, thinking that they're better than me. And I just figure, look, I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to deal with this bitch. I'm gone. The only female, as far as I know, the only female who's above my motherfucking head is my mom.
Wow.
Is the person who gave birth to me. That's the only person who's over my head. I never hit my mom. We may fight. Not fist fight, but argue. I may curse at her sometimes. I'm going to tell you the truth. I do curse at my mom, but I never laid a hand on her.
Well, you know, I curse at my mom, so, but we curse at each other, so it's like... I tell people, I've had people say, you are so disrespectful. And I'm like, no, this is actually our normal conversation. I was like, when I'm mad, she know it. I was like, but I'll be like, and I can't believe this bitch did this, da, 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 da. And who the fuck does she think she? I've had people say, really? You talk to your mother with that mouth? I'm like, yeah, I really do. You know, talk to her with it, kiss her with it, hug her with it, you know.
I mean, if I was a teenager, I would have been smacked from here to Cleveland or something. As I got older, I mean, I am bigger than her. I am bigger than my mom. I'm taller than my mom. I'm bigger than my mom. I can easily hurt her, but I don't do that. I never put my hands on my mom.
You know that old saying, she brought your ass into this world, she'll take you out. I wouldn't try it.
Yeah. I'm afraid of my mom. I'm still afraid of her. I mean, she's 70 years old.
I'm afraid of my grandmother. My grandmother is 84, 85, and I tell everybody, I was like, you know, I talk shit from a distance to my grandmother, even though I think that it's a phase my grandmother going in. Because my grandmother was talking about sex last week. Lord have mercy. She says stuff awesome. I was like, did you say that? She's like, hell yeah, I said that. I was like, all righty then. And she repeated it. She wanted to make sure I heard it, so she repeated it. I was like, damn.
You don't see any 85-year-old women. I mean, at least in my childhood, in my young adulthood, I have not seen that many 70, 80, or even 90-year-old women talk about sex. Talk about getting fucked. I mean, I don't see that.
You know what? What I heard come out of my grandmother's mouth, and I don't even know how the conversation got there, because I can't say it because I have family members who may listen to the show. But it was a conversation that we were having about a family member, and I had asked a question, and then my grandmother took it to a brand new level, and I was like, really? And I had to tell my mom. I was like, Mom, guess what she said? She was like, she's been talking like that for a while, because apparently she was talking about giving up some tail to somebody, too, or not giving up no tail. I guess somebody took her to dinner, and she's like, he ain't getting no tail tonight, and she was telling my mom about that. So I think she's going through something. I might have to send her a little goodie box or something, you know, because my family members talk about sex with me anyway, so I'm kind of used to it. It's just that because of the conversation we were having when dealing with sex, that it caught me off guard with my grandmother. Because I already told you we all talk about sex. I mean, I'm the toy lady, you know, so I get the questions about everything. You know, I'm the expert, so conversations that nobody else has, I get had. I get phone calls. What you think about this? I'd be like, really? Not, hey, how you doing? Not what's going on, but what do I think about this? I have them come into my house looking for toys. We know you got them here. Like, sure, y'all know I got them here. Oh, and my chat room is back up and going, so hopefully everything is going. Oh, Lord, old age is a motherfucker. And the person signed out. I'm serious. This is crazy. Oh, and thank you for a happy new year, Randy. I got to say thank you. Because, you know, I got the message, but as you notice, I was doing minimum tweets while I was off other than my regular good mornings and stuff. I really did try to take a break from everything other than doing my promotions of the show. I really tried to make the best of those 2 weeks. You know, you know, I tried to, as they say, get the much-needed rest, and it was funny because I had family members who were so used to me being on the air. You know, they're like, aren't you on the air? And they called me, and I was in the bed asleep. They was like, your show is supposed to be on, and I was laughing. I was like, oh, the show is going? And they was like, what do you mean it's going? I was like, I'm on vacation. They was like, you on vacation? You can't take a vacation. And I was like, yeah, I got some shows replaying. And, I mean, it worked out good because, you know, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, it was going to be hard to do those shows and really get a good audience anyway. So
everybody will be out, especially last week.
Well, Christmas Eve, you know, people were wrapping gifts. So while you wrapping gifts and stuff, you're not listening to my show. And New Year's Eve, people was, if they weren't out, they were getting ready to go out. So it was one of those things where I took the much-needed rest. I tell everybody, it gave me a chance to recoup. I don't know if you heard me earlier, but starting on the 23rd of January, I'll have a new show called Ask Miss V, which will go for an hour on Thursday nights. And it's all live. It's just all asking questions. I'm telling people, email your questions in now. I'll be answering questions live on the air. I'll be people will be able to call in. Everybody will be anonymous. So it's one of those things where I'm actually loving it. So that's going to be the new show that starts on the 23rd. So every Thursday from 8:30 to 9:30, I'll be asking questions because we've got a lot of ventures going on this year and getting ready for Atlantic City and getting ready for Vegas next week. And, you know, 2014 is the V's After Dark year. So V's After Dark Radio will have another show added on. Plus, excuse me, we're going to be picking up a lot of things this year. So, yeah, the Ask Miss V, we'll do the test run for a month and see how it goes. And if it goes well after a month, then it'll be a regular show.
Right.
And tell everybody I'm still looking for a co-host. Still got it out there. I'll be posting. I've been doing a promo for Ask Miss V, so I try to get one today, putting out there, you know, letting everybody know Ask Miss V will be coming on the air and get the questions in because I think it's going to be a fun show. It's going to be lively. And then I'm lining up the guests for this year, so we're going to have a whole lot going on. So,
just before I forget, thanks for adding me on Google+.
And you know what? I haven't been on there since I added to. I have so many social networks. That's why I got to get me an intern. I'm definitely, you know, my assistant goes back and forth between being here and not being here, so I'm going to actually get a assistant/intern who, like I told you before, is going to be doing some of my social media because I'm on Twitter, I've got the Facebook page, I've got the Google Plus page, I've got Square, which I don't even know why I got Square, and then I'm still on Skype. Now, you know what, because I realized I didn't understand what Square was when I got on it. I was watching some TV show and they were on Square, and I didn't realize that really it's like a location thing, and I really don't want to be out and about, people knowing where I'm checking into. Mm-hmm. So I don't use Square. Is it Square that I'm thinking of? Whatever it is.
I never even heard of it.
Foursquare.
I never even heard of it. Was it another social media thing?
Yeah, it's more social media, but it's more like you check into these different places and people ask to be your friends on it. And like I said, I got on it, and I don't use it that much only because I don't like people knowing where I'm at. And it's kind of funny because I'll have people, they'll ask me, my friend, I'll accept them as my friend, but I very seldom check in. If I'm here in Detroit, I'll do some checking in. But when I go out of town, I won't check in just because I don't want people knowing I'm out of town with that. You know, being on Twitter is one thing and people knowing I'm out of town, but because Foursquare pinpoints your exact location, I don't need people knowing if I'm taking a dump at the Paris Hotel or something, you know. It might not get that detailed, but I just realized, like, I've been getting my nails done, and it will pinpoint my nail salon. I've been at the car wash, and it's pinpointed my car wash, and I'm like, you know, this is a little bit too accurate for me. And I don't like that type of tracking because, like I said, you know, it's kind of scary, especially when I'm here, I'm very aware of my surroundings. But being in Vegas and stuff like that, I don't want anybody to be able to pinpoint me like that. I don't want to be, you know, at one of the bars having a drink or at one of the parties or something. And, you know, it's just too many people there. And even though I'm comfortable with Vegas, I'm not comfortable enough to have people knowing exactly where I'm at any given time when I'm there. And Foursquare kind of pinpoints location.
Right.
So it's just like when I'm on Twitter, when I'm there, I don't have Twitter locate. Twitter will ask me if I want my location pinpointed. I won't let Twitter say where I'm at. I never let Twitter pinpoint my location. So it's a few of the things that when it comes down to knowing where I'm at, I won't. I may use them, but I won't let people know. Like I've had people ask me what hotel I'm staying at, and I just want this close what hotel I'm at, you know, because the majority of people at the Hard Rock, I feel that when I go lay my head down for whatever 5 or 10 minutes, I want to do it in peace.
Right.
So I try to have, you know, the relaxation with it because I do, since I do have ties to Vegas with other things that I do, I don't want to go to the bank and, you know, people see me one way and they be like, oh, well, I knew you was going to be at the bank, so I followed you. You know, seriously, or your thing said you were at the bank. I can't go to Chase, you know, or I can't go to the Dollar Tree or something. You know, just a little thing to follow. Or if I got to pay my cell phone bill while I'm there, I don't want somebody walking into the Verizon store while I'm there, you know. And, I mean, I go up in the hood when I'm in Vegas. So it's like, seriously, you know, because I don't be on the strip all the time. I don't need to say, well, she here? Where is that at? You know, because I move around. I don't need people knowing all the different places that I'm going when I'm there. And it's just one of those things where I come to realize, like, nah, you won't have the tracking service on me while I'm here. Because the only tracker to keep on my phone is if I lose it, you know, so I can automatically shut it off or whatever. But other than that, all the other tracking stuff is not on my phone.
Right. Right. Wow. Let me ask you something. How's the weather over in Detroit?
You really want the honest to God truth? Let's see. What's the... Wow, we gained a degree. We're at -2 now. I woke up this morning, it was -13 degrees.
I woke up this morning in Maryland, it was 3 degrees when I woke up this morning.
Okay, but it was above zero. We never got above zero today. We started out the day at -13. It's down to -2. That's the actual temperature. That's not even the wind chill. With the wind chill,
when it was colder. Minus,
the wind chill made it minus 35.
Damn.
So, on top of that, you know, we got like a foot and a half of snow almost. So, it snowed all day Saturday and Sunday. And
okay.
I shoveled snow three times. And, oh my God, I love the snow. I love the snow. I don't like the cold. I tell everybody, I do not like it when it's cold like this. The gas company here is getting paid because I'm cheap. Normally, I have to be on 62. I had to cut my heat up for the past 3 days because in the daytime, normally because our winters are not that bad, if it's 35 degrees outside, I could have my heat sitting on 62 with no problem. Hell no. This minus two shit, I got my stuff cranked up to 74 and 75, and I'm like, okay, when I see this bill, I'm going to look at him and I'm going to say, y'all better think, what is it, old man winter?
Mm-hmm.
And I almost posted something about old man winter. I could say this on the show. I didn't know if it was going to be taken. But I was like, you know what? Old man winter apparently finally got him some damn ass because all this snow has got to be the damn cum coming out of him because it's just too much damn snow. I was like, this is what happened when old man winter don't get fucking laid. We get covered in all this damn snow. I don't know if he was jacking off or what, but he made sure that Detroit got covered. We haven't seen this snow in a while. I know. It was a sick joke. But...
get a lot coming on there.
Well,
coming down.
I figured it went all day Saturday and Sunday, and
man.
Like I said, I love the snow. But put it like this, it snows so bad that my trash day is normally on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Our mayor came out and made an announcement and said trash was going to be delayed by one day because they had to do snow removal. But he said that he made a comment on the news. He said, don't be surprised if your trash is picked up at 2 in the morning because I'm making sure we get back on schedule. I love that man because I've never had my trash picked up at 9 o'clock at night. But guess what? Right before I went on the air, my trash got picked up. I was like, hallelujah. Now if we could get the plow down my street, we'd be okay. My mother and father, their street got plowed twice. They plows have not made it to my street yet. So I'm figuring... Now that they've got the trash picked up, the snow plow probably hit the street and they get some of the snow gone. But it's crazy. And tomorrow we're gonna have a heat wave tomorrow. It's gonna be 15 degrees.
We're gonna get 20 degrees tomorrow, supposedly.
The high is going to be 15, and then Thursday, well, we better prepare ourselves because it's going to be 21 on Thursday, but then it's actually going back into the 30s for the weekend.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, 30 to 40 degrees I can take, but this shit, I mean, it's cold all day and into the night, starting with last night. I mean, jeez. Pulling some long johns or something.
Morning. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I was shoveling snow yesterday morning.
And what were you doing at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Because my dogs have to go out.
Oh, okay.
And it was actually, believe it or not, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm glad I did all my shoveling at 4 o'clock because at 7 o'clock when I went back out to finish shoveling, which was a very small area, it had dropped about 15 degrees and it was freezing. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I wasn't getting frostbite. At 7 o'clock in the morning, I could have got frostbite. That was just the difference in that time. Of how quick the temperature dropped yesterday. And it just kept going down and down and down. It's so cold here, they won't even put salt on the roads. They came out, they will not lay salt. They just been scraping the roads. Because the salt
They're nuts.
Work.
They're nuts.
They can't put it down. Salt doesn't work. Once it gets less than 20 degrees, salt doesn't work. So there's nothing they could do. I knew that. That's why when people were yelling about them not putting down salt, I already knew they couldn't salt. I won't even salt my driveway and stuff because it's not going to work.
I mean, I just figure they don't do that for spite or something. I mean,
no, they can't. It actually doesn't work. I mean, even when you look at your regular salt bags, it just doesn't work.
Okay.
It has the temperature on it, and below zero, it's not going to work. So a lot of people didn't understand why they did it, and I told them, I was like, if you know anything about, you know, chemicals and stuff, it's just not going to work. It was just too cold for it to work. So I'll put down my salt probably tomorrow night or tomorrow morning so it can start working when it hits 20. Once it hits 20, then it'll work and it can melt everything. Like I said, we're going to have a heat wave, and then we're going to have rain this weekend. So this is going to be cute. Rain on top of all this damn snow we got.
You'll be slipping and sliding you'll be slipping and sliding if it gets colder.
It's going to be craziness. I can't wait till next Tuesday. I cannot wait until next Tuesday. I looked at the temperature in Vegas, and I looked at the temperature it's going to be here, and I'm like, Vegas, here I come. I'm going to enjoy these 4 or 5 days. And I haven't even packed for Vegas yet, so.
Not a week.
No, that's not enough. I got two suitcases to pack, and I have not packed.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm not going to say no more. Say no more.
No, because remember, it's not just a vacation for me. That's work. So I have clothes I have to wear in the daytime when I'm walking around and ink pens I'm giving out, and then I have toys that are going to a couple of different people because they're going to be shooting with them. So it's a whole lot going on. I think I'm going to be on the set of a couple of films while they're shooting. So it's not just me packing to go to Vegas, and then I got my daytime clothes for when I'm walking around, passing out ink pens and taking pictures, and then I've got my let-me-go-eat clothes because I'm not going to eat what I'm walking around in, and then I got to get ready to go to the clubs. So you figure you're talking 3 to 4 outfits every day that I'm going to be wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, that easy. If I was going just as a fan or a tourist, it would be different. Then I would just, you know, have maybe 2 outfits a day. But because I'm going to be changing 3, maybe 4 times in one day,
mm-hmm.
and I got to take my workout clothes. So it's a whole, you know, so when we say workout clothes.
Jogging outfit.
Well, my workout clothes, I used to run the strip. Depending on what the weather is, I'll probably be getting out and getting some actual running in while I'm there. So that's going to be something. If I don't drink too much and I can still get up at a decent time, I'm going to be at least trying to get 3 miles a day in, which is nothing. But if I could get 3 miles a day in while I'm there, that's going to be fabulous.
Oh, let me ask you something. On your Twitter page, I saw your Twitter page. Did you brought back the one where you had the T-shirt? You brought that back as your profile page, or at least the cover page?
I've got the football jersey on for my background.
Oh, the background, yes.
The football jersey.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You said you were wearing that only?
Yeah, that's the only thing I had on.
Oh, shit. As soon as I saw that, I said, damn, girl. Damn, man, I was really turned on by that picture.
Well, it took us a long time to get the shot right because I'm a perfectionist, and we still didn't get it the way I wanted it because there was a few shots, but I didn't want it hugging me either. So I wanted to make sure that it was understood that it was the toylady.com, you know. It was a lot of things with the lettering and how I wanted that shot to be. And, you know, a lot of people, they were like, why'd I do a football shot? Okay, September is the official start of football season. Why not? You know.
Right.
And remember, these are all calendar shots. So the only season I didn't do, which I am going to probably do another calendar and another this year, if my weight goes to where I want it to, and that's the big if. If I get back toned to where I want it, then I'm going to probably do a calendar that will be strictly me, but I'll be doing still another football shot, but I'll do a basketball shot, you know, for the Final Four, you know, for February kicking off you know, the NCAA Final Four, March Madness, and I'll do the beginning of baseball season. And I am a hockey fan, so I'm going to try to get as many sports as I can in there, but in a sexy type of way. So that means I'll probably go get a hockey jersey. If I could get a nice hockey jersey made, then I'll do a hockey jersey. I'll get a baseball jersey made. You know, just the different things that are out there, you know, let them know. Yes, I understand the sports, you know. Nothing like a big basketball shirt with no shorts for basketball season, you know, for the Final Four. So it's going to be a lot of things going on. It's going to be a lot of things going on, but that really depends on me getting back tight and getting the body the way I want it and getting the right photographers up here because there's so much stuff that we've got going on. So
no.
I guess Foxy isn't calling back, but I know that it's some problem. I was hoping that she would call back. Wow, we got a degree. Now it's minus one. I feel so fortunate.
Minus one degree now?
Minus one.
Oh, my God. You're going to have a cold one tonight, let me tell you.
All I can say is that it may be cold tonight, but this was going to be, they said this is the coldest. Today was the coldest day of the week, and I tell everybody, if this was the coldest, I made it through the coldest day, the rest of it will be good. You know, I've just been on countdown because there's been so much stuff going on. I've been more concerned about my parents, so I've been checking in on them, making sure everything is okay, and my dad decided that he wanted to fix my snowblower, so we was kind of laughing. So I told him I ain't had the snowblower in 3 years, and you know, I wasn't worried about it, but he was more concerned that I was out there messing with the snow and everything. So I took him my snowblower, so he's tinkering with it. If it gets fixed, if it gets fixed, if it don't, oh well.
Wow.
Like I said, I haven't worried about it. It's just cold here. Like I said, I like the snow. I love the snow. Because it's cold as hell.
Personally,
like,
I hate the snow. Because, one, cause if I was a kid about 30 or 40 years earlier, I would have loved the snow. Because you'd be playing in it and stuff. But right now, I'm old. I'm too old.
No, I like the snow. I've actually thought about going to, me and my mom, this tells you how big of, okay, this tells you where the kids are in my family. Me and my mom both, I was like, I need to go get me some snow pants. And I kid you not, I've been thinking about going to one of the ski shops, going to get me some snow pants and a snow jacket, a good one, and getting me some of them snow gloves, the ski gloves. And I'm thinking about building a snowman because it's enough snow for me to build a nice-ass snowman. And I could go to the dollar store and get a scarf for it. That's how I think. That's how crazy I think. And my mom was thinking the same thing. She's like, I should build a snowman in my yard. She's like, I bet if I build a snowman, other folks would build a snowman. And I was thinking, I haven't seen those snowmans over here. I think I might build a snowman. So believe it or not, I may build a snowman this weekend. I'll be the talk of the town, but
yeah.
I know that part said, I won't hang Christmas lights, but I'll go outside and build a damn snowman. But this is the perfect snow for it. I mean, that's the whole thing. I could build a snowman, and I think that people would enjoy it.
Right.
Because, I mean, I had to make the mouth and everything, but I'm sure I could get the little pieces of coal or what. I got some charcoal in my garage, so I go get the pieces of charcoal, stick it in there for his mouth, and I go get me a carrot and stick it in for his nose and the two things for his mouth, his eyes, and go to the dollar store and get me a cheap scarf and throw it around his neck and get a hat on him. I got plenty of tree branches. I told you.
Right.
I have a snowman. And it might actually get, you know what, but believe it or not, if I do that, you might get some of these lazy-ass kids out their house, and they do something, because I'm sure that they all sitting back getting fat, playing video games.
Right. Well, I was thinking, I'm gonna be 50 this year, and I got a feeling I'm gonna be getting a lot of AARP jokes. As a matter of fact, they started last month when I turned 49, and they've been giving me a lot of AARP jokes. I'm getting I mean, first they were cute, but now they're sort of like getting annoying right now.
Well, you know what? I'm shocked. I got some AARP. I was like, I got AARP. Did you know AARP has their own credit card?
No, I did not know that.
They sent me a thing for their credit card, and I was like, I had to look. I was like, why am I getting AARP stuff? It's funny to me, though, because I'm actually looking forward to it because, you know what, some damn good discounts. I'm serious.
Yeah, I've been getting some in the mail, email. I mean, geez, you must have known I'm pushing 50.
You know what? But my son is in his 20s, and he gets AARP stuff. I think that they just have a mail on this because he's 24. He a long way from AARP, but he gets AARP mail. So I'm serious. So I really think that people, I don't think they're getting their information the way they used to. I think that they're buying their mailing list now, and I think instead of vetting out, I think that the demographics that they have requested for their mailing list have gotten skewed because there's no reason why a 24-year-old should be getting AARP mail. There's really no reason why I should be getting it. I'm 5 years from it. You know what I'm saying? So I understand, like, when you get within a year of it, they start saying prepare. But
yeah.
What the hell does my 24-year-old needs with it?
He's not even halfway there yet.
You know, so I truly believe that they're buying their mailing list now versus I think before, if somebody's listening who deals with AARP, I'm not quoting. This is me thinking. There's no knowledge behind this. I think that they probably used to get their information from Social Security Administration because that information is free and they were able to vet out the ages because they could go by from this year to this year that they wanted this information.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe they've gone to a private company instead of going to Social Security Administration and gotten their information. And I think that that's where people who normally wouldn't get it are receiving it. That's just my thought. I could be wrong, but that's just my thought on, you know, where the information.
I mean, I understand people my age, yes, but a 24-year-old, when I was 24, I didn't get any stuff from AARP when I was 24. I don't remember getting that stuff.
But then look at it. I'm not a child. Well, I am of childbearing age, but I get free baby formula. I'm like, what the hell? I'm always giving away baby formula. And people's like, where do you get this from? I'm like, people, you know, I get so much free. I actually had to call one of the companies. I said, listen, not only am I not having a baby, I don't want to see nobody's baby. And I was like, and don't nobody I know having a damn baby. No time soon. Quit sending me this. Because it had actually gotten to the point where I was getting it, and I was at one point giving it to one of my neighbors. And I'm like, you know, this shit is expensive, and I'm not getting paid for it. You know, so I told them to quit sending it. So I think
off the mailing list.
Yeah, you know, I was like, get me off of the mailing list because it just, to me, was a hassle. And some people didn't see it that way. They was like, well, look at all the free stuff. I'm like, but what do I need with baby formula? If you want to do me a favor, send me a free set of tires for my car. That's what I'll, you know, put me on the mailing list for the free tires. Bell tire, Goodyear, discount tire, Sears, you know, Costco. Y'all got free tires that y'all sending out? Send them this way. That's the mailing list I'm going to be on.
Yeah.
You can take me off of the free baby formula mailing list. Don't need that. Tires. Yes. Free oil change, yes. Free car repairs, yes. Put me on that mailing list. You know.
Yes. But your kids are grown up. You don't need baby food. And besides, you stop having kids after you're two.
Well, the whole thing is that, and my kids ain't having none. So, again. But like I said, I think that it's the way these people buy them. And I mean, I understand it's marketing for them, but it's a waste of marketing in some cases because for AARP, I look at the AARP mail and I put it in the shredder. That's what I do. I shred because I know that it's not for me. You know, I'm not looking at it. And the only thing I want them for is a discount. It's not already good, substantial discount on a lot of things anyway. So the benefits they used to have to me are not there like they used to be. Because
right.
It used to be forward to turn of 50 because, you know, oh, hey, senior citizen, you get 15% off a room. Well, I actually did some comparison back in the summer at hotel rooms, and anybody could do this. So anybody who's listening, this, I'm not telling some secret. When you go on to most major hotel websites, I'm not going to name one over another, but if you go on there and they have the promotions or they'll say, are you over 65? If you click all the different discounts, because someone will let you click up to 4 or 5 discounts at once, and you look at the best discount, the senior citizens don't always get the best discount. Sometimes AAA is the better discount. Sometimes, you know, the military discount, which for those of you who are veterans, because I'm a veteran, the
mm-hmm.
military discount, if you ask for the military discount, explains to them that, no, you're no longer active duty, but you are a veteran, a lot of times the hotels will give you that military discount. You know, because as long as you can prove that you're a veteran, you just can't say it and think you're going to get it. I, on the other hand, I walk into pretty much everywhere I go proving that I'm a veteran. So when you look at those discounts, it's not really beneficial to be old no more. I mean, not trying to be funny because we all got to get there, but the discounts that they're giving are not as substantial as they are for other people. So AARP
yeah.
really is trying to get the business the best way they can. Because I
right.
got AAA, and I use my AAA card everywhere. And then a lot of these hotels and different places, they have rewards programs. You know, there's so much out there. I mean, look at when you go to the grocery store. Most grocery stores have some type of reward program.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're part of that reward program and you do manufacturer coupons, you're saving a lot of money. So it's
I mean, some of stuff you practically give them away if you have both the discount card and the coupons. Practically
yeah.
give it away.
So AARP is really kind of going to the wayside. I'm not trying to be funny, but they kind of are. So that's probably why they're saying not, because they're so desperate now. And yes, AARP, I said y'all are desperate. I have no problem saying that. I stand behind it just because, like I said, I see the mail that my 24-year-old gets. And seriously, dude, he's 24.
Money.
It's
not, you want to get money off of him.
Well, he don't even see it because as soon as I see AARP, I think it's funny. I'll be like, shredder, shredder, shredder. Actually, I got to go buy a shredder. I shred so much stuff, I'm actually going to get me an industrial shredder because I want a cross shredder. Hey, I have a big sign. They think I'm like the meanest person around because when they be walking down the street, you know, throwing that stuff on your porch, I get on them. If I get something thrown on my porch, and it's not supposed to be on my porch, I find out what company put it there, and I call them and I tell them, you know, hey, your people don't know how to read. You know, so it's one of those things. But can you believe the show is almost over? I'm down to the
yeah.
almost last minute. I got to say thank you for calling in. I got to thank my guest, Foxy, you know, I'm going to do this real quick. Next week, I've got Sunshine Monroe. And make sure you guys follow me on Twitter at Miss B Datoile. That's MSBDATOI. And I'm going to talk to you guys next week. Have a good night, Randy.
You too, Miss V.